fun. Alabama Open Horsemen Association held their annual state championship horse show here at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery.
Wow, okay. What type of competitions were actually held during the event?
Well, pleasure riding, English-style riding, traditional rodeo events like barrel racing, just some of the stuff. It's 3 days of competition. Of course, they have, it's open to any breed, so they'll have shows for each of the breeds that are represented.
Well, Commissioner, what is the history behind this horse show?
Well, it was first held in 1988, I think, with a little less than 1,000 entries. Last year, we had over 2,000 entries, and they probably had an estimated crowd of 3,000 people attend.
Obviously, this is a big event for Alabama horsemen, but are there other impacts from an event like this?
Well, the show has a pretty large economic impact for Montgomery. A couple years ago, Troy University did a study on that and decided or estimated that the three-day event generated $5 million in the city, and it continues to get bigger and bigger every year. I'm sure those numbers have gone up.
You know, horses are something a lot of Americans really seem to love. Why do you think that is?
You know, it's interesting. My wife always says that young girls, and I think she was one of them, that their first love is often a horse. But horses and horse riding are just fun. And I think taking care of horses teach young people so much responsibility, and they're so much a part of America's history.
Good deal. Well, Commissioner, as folks know, before I let you go, we're celebrating Labor Day today. So any thoughts you'd like to share about that?
Yeah, I would. You know, Labor Day is all about recognizing hard-working men and women who keep America running and working, and among those are our farmers, and I don't think any of them be able to get the day off with pay anyway. But there's about 2.6 million Americans work directly on a farm, nearly 20 million more work in food and ag-related industries. Specifically in Alabama, we estimate that 1 in 4 jobs are involved in agriculture. So today, let's remember that farmers made a lifetime commitment to providing America with the most safe, sustainable, and abundant food supply in the history of the world.